Thanks, Bick. Paul, thanks for taking time out to join us. There's been a lot of work on the field as well as in the classroom. Fill us in. What's been going on?
Just getting ready. Everything from, you know, learning your assignments and physically. I think most of the stuff we're doing right now is, you know, physical preparation, just, you know, run a lot of running, stretching, lifting, agilities, you know, working on position stuff. So I think we're doing a great job of working hard and, you know, getting ourselves ready for camp and, you know, getting a lot of the basics taken care of right now.
Due to the new CBA rules, while you guys are on the field, you're only allowed to work with your specific group, offense or defense. There is no contact. But while working with the defensive unit on the field, what are you guys working on?
A lot of position-specific things as far as the physical stuff goes. And then, you know, we get together as a defense, go through a lot of the, you know, the defensive schemes, you know, understand the concepts. And so when we come together as a whole defense, it's usually more mental preparation. And then we break out with our own position groups. You know, we're doing a lot of drills and technique stuff.
From evaluating the first mini camp, how far along in the offseason process is this defense?
I think we're on the right track. The biggest thing I've seen is the effort is off the charts. You know, people are working hard. Everybody's into it. There's just a good mentality right now, and that'll take you a long way. So all the other stuff will fall into place. You know, when camp starts, you know, you'll know exactly where you're at as far as, you know, moving together as a defense or offense. But right now, I think we're giving a lot of effort and preparing well. So,
Paul, when you look at this year's draft class and you look at Barkevious Mingo, what are your thoughts?
From what I hear, really good player, explosive, good athlete. So I'm excited to get him here. I'm excited to get all these guys. I think on the 9th they can come. So it's going to be exciting to add those new guys and new faces. And young guys always give you a little boost, a little life. You know, the youth just it just makes it exciting. So I'm glad we're getting him here.
Now, the Kruger family established a presence on draft day. Let's talk about that. Your brother Joe was drafted by the Eagles, and your brother Dave was signed here as a free agent. How excited are you for your brothers?
Yeah, I can't tell you how excited I am. I'm just really proud of both of them. They've worked their tails off to get to where they're at. And you know, I thought Joe should have been drafted a little higher, just my own opinion. He's a crazy athlete. I mean, I think you're going to hear his name a lot in the next couple of years especially. But yeah, he went to the Eagles. I think that's a great fit for him. You know, they're going to move him to a 5 technique, so he's going to have to put on some weight. David's coming here. Man, Coach Joe is off the charts. I think he's going to have him you see how they're going through the bags and stuff, so they're going to get him right for sure.
While they were going through the draft process, what was some of the advice that you shared with them?
I was just telling him to, you know, not worry about it, because sometimes you can get caught up in, oh, I'm going here. He called me, you know. Different teams are showing different levels of interest. And so you just can't get caught up in all that, because it never turns out the way you think. And so I was just telling him, just relax, just let the day take care of itself. And, you know, what you've done to make it to the NFL has already been done. So it's kind of out of your hands at that point.
Paul, putting your scouting cap on there for a minute, how do you evaluate each of your brothers, starting with Joe?
Joe, like I said, he's a freak athlete. He's just one of those guys that doesn't come around very often. 6'7", 270, lean. I mean, just kind of built like an NBA basketball player. But he's like a young Great Dane. You know what I mean? Doesn't know how to use his body exactly yet. But there's going to come a time in the next 6 months, year, I think, that it's going to click for him. And I would compare him to a guy like, you know, Jared Allen. He just got that body type and that ability, and I'm real excited for him. He's got a lot to work on, but his upside is off the charts. David is kind of a workhorse, you know, real by the book, you know, works his tail off. Strong as, you know, crazy strong. He's not as explosive as he needs to be, but I think his upside is, you know, huge too. I mean, he's just, you know, I'm obviously biased, these are my brothers, but I think they're both got bright futures, so we'll see what happens.
And for Dave, it's going to be somewhat of a comfort having his older brother here to help him through this process, because being a rookie, things can get a little overwhelming.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's I was told him, you know, your first year is going to be the toughest. It just is. I mean, that's just the way it goes for everybody. You know, you're getting adjusted, new faces. So I think it's going to be big to be here with David and help him through the process. You know, he knows what to expect, and I'm really excited to get him here. So
even though he plays on a defensive line, will you still make him carry your helmet and pads after practice?
Nah, man, I'm not into all that. Okay. Those young guys get enough abuse as it is, so just let them take it easy.
And lastly, Paul, OTAs get underway mid-May, and then you guys have one last mandatory mini camp early June. Speak to the importance of this time right now before you guys kick off training camp.
Yeah, it's we have a big break. We have June 7th through whenever we have to report, the 20th of July or whatever it is. So I think this next month, month and a week or whatever it is, it's just a matter of, creating a mentality and creating a culture on the team, and that'll carry you into camp and just, skip a beat. You get here and, you can get right into the important things instead of worrying about, getting in shape and creating a family type team. Those things have already been taken care of, so that when you get into camp, you can simply just get onto the real important stuff, which is, schemes, getting timing down for the offense, getting the blitzes down for the D, understanding the concepts. I mean, those are the real important things. So if we can take care of the, getting ourselves physically ready, getting the mindset of where we need to be, that's the important thing right now.
Well, Paul, thanks for your time and good luck moving forward.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Back to you, Vic.